Last weekend, the Stage Podcast went down to Brighton for BBC Showcase, the annual event promoting the best in British television to buyers from TV stations all over the world. It was our second year at the event. Last year I spoke to the cast of Mistresses and to Timothy Spall, and this year we have more great interviews for you. This week we'll hear from two of the BBC's big names from its popular drama serials: Richard Armitage, who plays Guy of Gisborne in Robin Hood, and Lucas North in the most recent series of Spooks, and Robert Lennister, who plays con artist Ash Morgan in Hustle, and who Spooks viewers will also know as the Home Secretary. And I'm afraid there will be a guest appearance throughout from Robert Lennister's teacup, for which my apologies. We did try and edit around it as much as we could. Okay, so welcome to the Stage Podcast. We've got with us today Robert Lennister and Richard Armitage, together stars of three of the BBC's most popular drama serials, with Robert being a regular in Hustle and with a recurring role as the Home Secretary in Spooks.
I knew I'd seen you somewhere before.
So I don't think you two would ever have had a scene together in Spooks yet.
Not yet, but I'm holding out hope for that next season. Let's hope,
And Richard as well, Guy of Gisborne in Robin Hood, which is coming up.
Guy of Gisborne.
I gather your costume has undergone quite a drastic...
Yeah, overhaul. The whole show got redesigned. We had a new wardrobe designer that came in and kind of threw everything out and gave us all new outfits, which was quite difficult to accept, but they all look great, so everyone's very happy.
Both of those shows must have a really intensive filming schedule, is it?
Yeah, this year in particular as well. I think because I went straight from Spooks into Robin Hood, they sort of overlapped. And yeah, I did. I think I was doubling up, so I kind of squeezed everything into 2 weeks, and then the same when I arrived in Robin Hood. But it is relentless, and I think it's like that pretty much across the board. And I'm sure it's the same on Hustle, isn't it? You kind of
But I was doing the same because I was doing. I mean, not my contribution to Spooks wasn't nearly as big as yours, but I mean, I was doing Hustle this week at the same time.
Yeah.
So we do a 6 day week at Hustle, and then if we had a Saturday off, which usually we did.
You was like Spooks,
yes, it mustn't be that hard switching characters from Hustle to Spooks, given that in Hustle you seem to be creating lots of new characters every week anyway.
No, it's not. I mean, I know it's a sort of cliche, but it's actually Spooks. Some of the Spooks stuff is quite difficult to learn because there's a lot of it.
Yeah,
and the fact that politicians don't often speak in the same way that other people do, it's sort of slightly alien. So it's just getting that under your belt, really, and so you don't make it. Of yourself on the day.
With the character of the Home Secretary, is there a lot of, are you given a lot of direction about what he's saying, what he's actually meaning? Or is there, are you playing anything?
I think that question is, have you got any idea what you're talking about?
The precise answer is no. But that applies to Hustle as well, because, I mean, I'm supposed to be the fixer of Mr. Wizkid and all the rest of it. I haven't got a clue. And apparently they did, what was that thing? The Impossible Impression Show on BBC Zoo. The John Cole show. Dead Ringers.
Yeah.
And
I think they did Dead Ringers.
Well.
Yeah.
They did me. And I mean, I haven't seen it, but apparently, obviously, they knew I hadn't got a computer. That I used to do. And so they got me to talk about that literally on a computer like that.
Obviously, when it comes to Hustle, you're one of the few characters who've been in every series now.
Me and Robert Vaughan, yeah.
And I think Eddie, possibly, as well.
Eddie, of course, Robert.
What was it like coming back to Series 5 with Adrian Lester returning, but Jamie and Mark Warren?
It was good. I mean, I thought it would probably come to its end. You know, we didn't know whether it was going to happen again. I mean, I think Kudos wanted it to, certainly. And then I think Adrian was available. And the idea was to bring him back. And Mark and Jamie, you know, for their own quite good reasons, decided that they didn't want to pursue it because I think Jamie was in America and Mark wanted to pursue other things. I think the worry was to bring it back and you'd have more of the same, but I think to bring Kelly and Matt in and then to get some strong writing going and some good plots, and it sort of worked. And I think it was it was potentially hit and miss because I think Series 4 was beginning to get a bit pantomime, beginning to get a bit sort of
I know all about pantomime.
Yeah.
Yes, that's sort of an accusation that Robin Hood has suffered from time to time.
You have to embrace the pantomime.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, I think we just got rather addicted to putting on moustaches and putting on silly voices, which sort of wasn't the original premise of the series. So.
And with the third series of Robin Hood that is coming up,
I gather that we are going to find out quite a lot more about Guy's family.
Yeah, there was a plan way back to do a flashback episode, which they weren't sure whether they were going to be able to do it or not, simply because of the length of the show and who was remaining and who wasn't remaining. But they have plotted it in, and it's a really good episode, actually. And it, I think it all stemmed from one line that existed in the first series, which was then cut. But it was really interesting reading the flashback episode, because they pretty much... It was like they'd read my diary of the character and pretty much nailed it. So it's quite exciting. It's very different, because I don't think that's ever been done before in the show. It's a complete episode, which is set 20 years before, so it should be quite exciting.
Are you playing yourself 20 years younger?
No, they cast a little 14-year-old lad, and they cast us all, but we kind of reflect back on, and we kind of appear in the episode, remembering what happened. But different versions of the truth, which is quite interesting.
When it comes to Spooks, obviously it's a very different character to Guy.
Thankfully.
Was it a relief to come back to playing the dramatic hero rather than the villain?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I didn't really imagine him to be a hero at the point where he started, and because you only start with two scripts, he wasn't a hero in those first two episodes. I didn't know how it was going to pan out. I suspected strongly that it was going to go in that way, but it was nice to actually take someone down instead of being beaten to a pulp by a girl. That was quite nice.
And did you know that Rupert Penry-Jones was leaving?
Yes, I did.
So that obviously might have given you some extra suspicions. That...
Yeah. I was kind of... We were hoping it was all going to reshuffle, and it did. The character isn't a direct replacement and just has different functions and a completely different personality, which is good, and I think it's changed the dynamic of the show. And hopefully, just passing the torch on and keeping what is an already incredibly successful show alive, maybe for one more series, who knows?
Yeah. Well, the final couple of episodes, I think, for me, were just like breathtaking in terms
of
the
mole hunt. Yeah. Sorry, exciting. Actually, I thought you were fantastic. You know the episode with the nuclear bomb?
Yeah.
I thought you were, that's the final one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought you were fantastic.
Thank
in that
you.
Episode.
Well, definitely. I think. I mean, I was. I think it's an extraordinary sort of. Success story, I suppose, because I mean, to maintain that sort of quality after eight series, seven series, is phenomenal. And having the cast changes that it's had, and it's just been seamless.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's been remarkable.
Credit to the writers and the producers, actually.
Yeah,
and I was reading that in the flashback scenes in Spooks when you're showing you in prison and being waterboarded, that was all done. As is, rather than being fake.
Yeah, I mean, that all kind of got blown out of proportion a little bit at the time that we went to air, but there was no other way of doing it other than actually doing it, and I was up for it. I said, I want to experience what it feels like, but it got reported as if I'd sort of said, look, I want to be waterboarded, and it wasn't like that at all, but you just repeat it a few times and you remember the effect that it had on you so that you can then reproduce that, so... It was no big deal, but it was important for that moment.
You talked about having a diary for your character diary for Guy of Gisborne.
Yeah, I think if you're going to play a character which is potentially going to run over three series, I do tend to write things down because I've got a bit of a brain like a sieve. And when you're coming back to film again, like now coming back to Lucas after having done series three of Guy, I do need those notes to go back to just to remind me where I was and the starting point and all those little. Funny little details. So yeah, I do tend to scribble things down.
And is that something that technique that you use?
That's a good idea. I haven't done it actually, but it is a good idea. I mean, what I used to do was
you've probably got a very good brain, though, haven't you?
Well, no, not really. I mean, what I used to do was to refer back over a whole series and sort of refer back to what But then I found what was happening, like in television now, because it's so quick and it's so sort of instant that you sort of set yourself. One set of sort of things you get into your head, and then somebody gives you a whole batch of blue pages, and it sort of all goes out the window again.
Yeah.
But no, I think it is a good idea actually, just to, because it is so fast.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to remember, are they?
No.
From you.
And also, you can lose track of what you intend as well, because when they want a story to change, they you know, the speed at which it works, they will just write it into the episode without developing it, and then you have to take that and somehow make it work for yourself in order to not just be, you know, a puppet, really.
Robert, as the Home Secretary, you've probably like been in office for longer than our real Home Secretary now. So, but we also had saw quite a bit more of the cabinet in the most recent series. I think Selena Cadell was playing the Chancellor of the Exchequer and things. Are you fearful of a reshuffle?
Not in the immediate future, no. But I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I know I'm doing the next series, but I don't know in what capacity. I don't know. I haven't got a clue yet. But I think, you know, I mean, I think, as you say, you can't be in office forever. And I did a thing on the radio a couple of months ago with Steve Roberts, who's the political editor of The Independent, and he was pretty convinced that there's going to be an election in October. Which would be quite interesting.
Fodder.
Yes.
Fodder for our writers.
So maybe that'll be a time, you know.
Yeah, because we had Iran as being the big main thread of the last series but one, and then Russia in this series. So
we've got Obama now as well, so that's going to fire up a lot of rockets, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what's extraordinary about Spooks, though, is the way that, I mean, is the way that it's so sort of prescient, and the fact that they can actually, they sort of predicted, I mean, when they started to write it, they had to predict the recession, they had to the extent that it happened, they had to predict the fallout with Russia, they had to predict the missile defence shield, you know, because none of that was known when they embarked on it. So
I read episode 5 and went, oh, this is absolute rubbish, no one believes this.
Which one?
The finance episode, months later it's all in the news.
In terms of your tenure on the programme, if and when the time comes to leave, do you want to be able to go off like Keely Hawes and like sail off into the sunset, or like some of the other characters with your head full of...
I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. I like to go in a big... I like to have my head decapitated or something, you know. It's got to be good. Because Spooks does that so well. I mean, I think Alex's exit from episode 7 in this series with the throat was so shocking and spectacular. I mean, I knew it was coming, and I sat and watched it and just grabbed my seat. I couldn't believe it. So Spooks does that very well, doesn't it?
That's it for this week.